A good Erev Shabbos. Parshas Vayikra. Known as Shabbos Zohar. While Parshas Vayikra is very important, and there's a lot to share, I think we definitely need to focus on the mitzvahs asei doiraisa that we have the Shabbos, and that is a mitzvah of to remember to obliterate Amalek, the mitzvah of zechiras mechias Amalek. So obviously, it is our only doiraisa kriya. Obviously, every man is obligated. Women is a machlekes, and many women try to make it to shul. We have two kriyas during davening and one after davening, and it's very important. But we have to remember, even more importantly, that if you don't really get into the real amachia, just the reading alone is not quite enough. There's a very, very important mitzvah asei deraisa that needs to be addressed. And I'd like to share with you a practical way to really be yaitzer and to understand this. We know how serious of a avera not doing this is, because we know the great Shaul HaMelech. From one avera that he did, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to remember to obliterate Amalek, to kill them out, his compassion took him over and he left them alive. And because of that, he lost the whole Malchus. He lost his whole kingship. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to kill them out and he didn't. Why was it so bad and so tragic that he didn't kill them out? Why, after so many years later, we're still so busy that we need to kill them out and they can't exist? And people don't get it. So I will tell you that the Gemara on Daf Vav and Masechtas Megillah tells us, where is Amalek today? And the Gemara says they're in a place called Jermamia, Gimel Reish Mem Mem Yud Aleph. If you look at the side of the Gemara, they change the Girsa to Germania. Then where's Amalek? In Germany. Now I believe 100 years ago and 200 years ago and 300 years ago and 400 years ago, they learned the Gemara. They're like, come on, Germany, Amalek, please. Why would anyone want to kill a German? Today we look at it a little bit differently, I think. When Chazal tell us there was a mitzvah to obliterate it, to kill Amalek, and people were like, I don't know, maybe Hashem is being extreme. All I know is that had Amalek gotten killed, Klal Yisrael would be at least 6 million more, plus the many that we've lost since then to Yiddishkeit. So that's the simple explanation of Amalek. But Amalek is something much deeper. And I will show you today that although we don't know who Amalek is, that we have no chiv to physically kill them, the hashkafa of Amalek is alive and well, unfortunately. And it is sucking us in. And what is that? What exactly is Amalek? Amalek has one job. Amalek's job is to obliterate. He said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. After all that Klal Yisrael did, he has one thing. He went ahead. And he went ahead and he said, is there Hashem in you? He put a suffix into something that was 100% clear to us. For those of you that know, the word suffix is 240. Is the exact gematria, is the word Amalek. He put a question in our mind. He second-guessed and took something that was so clear and he said, maybe not. What was that? He said, maybe everything that happened to us was not Hashkacha Pratis. Maybe it was just chance that we got out of Mitzrayim and it all worked out for us. That was the chutzpah of Amalek. And you look and you say, how could anyone say that? But guess what? It impacted Klal Yisrael. To the point that Klal Yisrael tilted as a chiv to obliterate him, because what they always do is they turn everything into, it happened naturally. It wasn't Hashkacha Pratis. That is Amalek. To cover HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pretend that there's, Hashem doesn't run the world. People today are sitting and wondering what could have been done that would have stopped Putin or would have stopped them and would have done that. I say, I have very, very good news to tell you. If you're eating yourself up over what we should have or could have done to stop it, I'm going to tell you, like the Rashbam says so beautifully by the story of the Shidduch of Eliezer, when Eliezer does the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka, he says, Leinucha daber elecha ra itoif. The soul just picks up his hand and says, what? We don't. Listen to the words of the Rashbam. Not the building and not the destruction is up to us. Whatever we want to do or not want to do is against our will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it all. Bisuel reached the point, he turned to Elias and says, I don't want the Shidduch. But I also look what's going on and I see that I have no view. I have no opinion over here. That's Bisuel, no big righteous guy over here. Came to that Hakara. We need to remember what happens in the world is total Hashkacha Pratis. I don't have the time. I'm going to try to find another opportunity. But if you open up your eyes, read history, you'll understand there's something going on here. We have a lot of cheshbonis with the Ukrainians. Go through history. We have a long-running cheshbon with Russia for what they did. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing to have them come in Ukraine from Russia? There's a pshat to that. The Sfarim wrote about this already hundreds of years ago. Should Ukraine have independence or not? It was discussed in Sfarim 200 years ago, 300 years ago, from Russia. Is it better for us if the Ukrainians are controlled? Is it better than not controlled? Back and forth. But don't think for a second there's anything random going on here. If America would have done this, then Putin wouldn't have attacked. You're missing the boat. Nothing doing. Amalek tells us that it's not Hashkacha Pratis. We have to recognize that that's why it's a war against Amalek. That's why it's a war against Amalek. Mechemes Hashem Amalek means Amalek's telling us you don't have that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have that Hashkacha Pratis that you didn't say you have. By Kabbalah HaTorah, the Pasuk says, Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and spoke to you face to face. And the Sfasemis writes on the Pasuk of Uponisi Aleichem, Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Poina ani mikol asakai, I turn away from what I'm doing, v'oisik b'chem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ponim uponim means I'm focusing just on you. After that, what does Amalek come and say? Who says that this whole thing is reality? Remember, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu Moin is Amalek. Every time you doubt, is there Hashkacha Pratis? Is it not Hashkacha Pratis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us, you need to internalize that that is Amalek. On a practical level, listening to the news and getting sucked into understanding what they say, what they don't, just remember that's Amalek. Amalek says that this has nothing to do. There's a madman that's running the show over here. But he said there is not. Every city he chooses or doesn't choose to bomb or attack is by Hashkacha Pratis. Why? That's a big conversation. It has to do with a little bit of nekama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we Yidden always say, where is Hashem? Why does he not avenge the blood of all the Yidden? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and avenges the blood for the Jews and everyone gets all nervous. We daven for this every single Shabbos in Avarachmem. The Koim Nikmas Dam Avadecha HaShofach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when are you going to avenge our blood? You need to read some Ukrainian history. We need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to them and to us. And I don't have the time to go into it now, but it's a very, very deep conversation. Because people are struggling. So who do we go for? There's evil against evil over here. You need to remember. They're very different in their evilness. Ukrainians were destroying our bodies. The Russians were destroying our neshamas. Very different. Why? Because Baruch was physically destroying them through them. Some Sefer explains it somewhere. And we'll try to have an opportunity to get into this all at length. But what's the gear for this Shabbos Kodesh? Shabbos Zohar. As the world's raging on, remember what Basul said. There's nothing we could have done that would have changed anything. Tefillah. That's it. What should he yidaven for? Should daven there should be peace in the world. He should daven that the Yidden should be safe. That's it. Outcomes? It's never clear who should win. When Napoleon and the Tsar fought, there was a huge discussion between the Gedolim what to daven for. Should the Jews live under rule, under Russian rule? Should they live under emancipation from France and they'll assimilate? What's better, what's worse? Very famous machlokes to the Baal Tanya and the others that lived in his days. So, whether who should win, who shouldn't win, I don't know. But what I do know is, what we should talk about. But what I do know is one thing. A Yid, as world events go on, remembers Hashkacha Pratis. What's happening to the communities with his Yid, nothing's random. Just like there was a Hashkacha Pratis during the Holocaust, it was difficult for us to understand the Hashkacha Pratis. But Kadosh Baruch Hu never threw us off the radar screen. Every person that survived and didn't survive is all about Hashkacha Pratis. Amalekli makes us think that maybe the whole, all the Yiddishkeit getting uprooted in Ukraine is all but a random act of a madman. That's Amalek. That is not true. It's only getting uprooted because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to do so. Hashem ish mochama. No one else has any rights. So don't have the time to get into the arichas, which I thought I would. But one main point that you need to walk away with from the Shabbos is a chizuk and hashkacha pratis. A malik's existence is to cool off that we have this special relationship. Our relationship, where, when, what, and how, anything to do with Yidden is hashkacha pratis. Nothing's random. Because Baruch Hu didn't throw the Yidden of Ukraine under the bus. He has a plan for them. He has a destiny for them. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan and a destiny for the Yidden that survived the Holocaust. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to move Yiddishkeit out of Ukraine? I don't know. You don't know. Maybe we will find out. But it's Hashkacha Pratis. Don't get sucked into Amalek, who says, it's all random. That, if you want to do the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek this Shabbos, sit and focus on how Hashkacha Pratis is in your life. There's so many stories, but unfortunately I'm out of time, so I won't share them tonight, but I will get into them. I have a tremendous Hashkacha Pratis. Everyone has Hashkacha Pratis stories if you're willing to think about it. Focus on it and think about it, and you'll find Hashkacha Pratis stories yourself. And that is all Amalek did. He asked Klai Yisrael after they saw all the Nisim, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu moyin. Does Hashem really exist? You put a suffix, as I mentioned. Amalek's bigamatria suffix, 240. Maybe not. But as the world rages on, we have to remember everything is Hashkacha Pratis. And that's the chizuk we'll go into, and maybe we'll have the opportunity before Purim to share with you some more thoughts on the topic. Have a wonderful Shabbos.